Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here's a problem. Healthcare costs are too high. Here's an emerging strategy to change that in Massachusetts. Put doctors and hospitals on budgets with rewards for improving their patients' health. But is changing the way we pay for healthcare actually cutting the amount we spend? WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks for proof.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Physicians are joining large practices, so they'll have help managing budgets. Clinics, rehab centers, and hospitals are forming new alliances that put all our care under one umbrella. And health insurers are negotiating new contracts that send nurses to patients' homes to avoid a hospital stay. But they'll hold providers financially responsible if they can't stick to a budget. In theory, these connections are supposed to lead to better care and lower costs.
That makes a lot of sense in theory, but in practice, what does it mean?
MIT economics professor John Gruber.
What is the global budget? Who sets the global budget and for which payers? How much uprooting do you want to do based on the limited evidence we have that this will solve our theoretical problems? I think it's great we're having this conversation. I just think it's premature to say it's a solution.
But setting limits on what we spend on healthcare is a solution that health insurers are testing and is also the basis for a bill filed by Governor Patrick.
It's the payment trying to reform the delivery system,
says Patrick's Health and Human Services Secretary Judy Ann Bigby. When I ask Bigby why she's convinced this is the best way to tackle rising health care costs, she points to other countries and to a health care network in Pennsylvania. It's lowered costs and improved the health of patients by giving doctors the freedom to spend money as they see fit, as long as they stay within a budget. And what's happening here in Massachusetts, where insurers and doctors are making the shift to contracts based on a budget?
We have some early data on Massachusetts that I would say we don't have in enough detail right now to definitively point to, but it certainly looks like going in the right direction.
So let's look at a few groups that might be moving in the right direction. Commonwealth Care Alliance is a Boston-based program for frail elders and patients with significant physical and emotional needs. These are the 15% of patients, says CEO Bob Master, who represent 70% of healthcare spending. Master says working under a budget or global payment gives him the freedom to send nurses, therapists, and other services to patients in their home and avoids hospital and nursing home stays. Master says his costs rose about 2% last year, as compared with 10% for most health plans.
Extrapolating that could mean 15 to 20% reduction in real expenses over what would have occurred for this population. So we've demonstrated this for a few thousand people, and the challenge is scaling this.
Master says it's clear global payments work to lower costs for the most expensive patients. Harvard Vanguard, the state's largest physician group, is making that case for everyone. The practice started last year with a budget of $349 a month for each patient covered through an HMO plan. It ended the year at $350 per member per month. That's basically no increase, a rare event in the healthcare world. Jean Lindsay, CEO at Atrius, the alliance that includes Harvard Vanguard, says the group spent $62 million less than expected last year as a result.
Now, I don't know if we can sustain that through another year, but I believe we can. And in fact, we're challenging ourselves over the next few years to take another 20% out of our cost structure.
Lindsay says Harvard Vanguard spent less because patients didn't seek as much care, possibly because of the recession, and because working under a budget, doctors could decide how to spend money more efficiently. Harvard Vanguard, Lindsay acknowledges, started with some cushion other providers don't have.
If you're fat, it's easy to lose weight to start with, right? So we've been well paid, no question about it. So we're literally retooling the factory for a period of time when we know we will have to be producing health care at a lower price.
The examples of hospitals and physician groups using global payments to save significant amounts of money in Massachusetts are still few and far between. It's not clear when or if the state legislature will adopt this approach, but private insurers are already urging doctors and hospitals to sign contracts with spending limits. So if this is the way to slow healthcare spending, when might we consumers see lower premiums? Blue Cross Blue Shield CEO Andrew Dreyfus says there's already some effect.
Now, of course, premiums are still rising, and I know they're rising at levels that seem too high. but they would have been rising even faster in the absence of these new payment models.
Dreyfus says if the Blue Cross global payments are successful, we'll see premiums in a few years rising at half the rate we've seen in the recent past. That would mean 5% on average, as compared with 10%. Is that a result you'd be happy with? Let us know on Twitter at WBUR, on Facebook, or at WBUR.org. I'm Martha Biebinger.